Starting Sunday evening, September 17th, Maine Public Television will be showing The Vietnam War, a new 18-hour documentary by Ken Burns. Over the summer, many of you have shared, in writing, your experiences and memories of how the Vietnam War affected you.
Today's courageous conversation comes from Lou Esposito, who grew up on Munjoy Hill in Portland, the youngest brother of Dr. John Esposito, and who now lives in Washington County, Maine. I've never been to Vietnam, but sometimes I feel like a casualty. Some wounds don't leave scars. I grew up on Munjoy Hill. I was the youngest of five, and I still remember going to register at the federal building on 4th Street when I turned 18 in 1973. I remember watching the birthday lottery for the draft on TV with my three older brothers. Fortunately for me, the draft ended in 1973. My father was orphaned at a very young age and grew up in Italy. He came back to America and met my mother, who had to drop out of school to work when her father died at a young age. Though neither had any education, not even high school, they knew that education was the key and ensured that all us boys went to college. My older two brothers became physicians. My brother John was the oldest one, Eagle Scout. He got into Bowdoin and graduated magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa. He went to Columbia Medical School and was on his way to a pathology specialty when Uncle Sam called. I'm sorry to say that I don't exactly know what his experience was in the war. He did come back, but it was like John died over there and a stranger in his body returned to our home on the hill. He was belligerent, angry, and distant, and said he never wanted to practice medicine again. My parents were devastated and just not equipped to guide him to help. He knocked around for a few years. When I returned to my own home after visiting for the holidays in 1979, we hit town and stopped in at my mother-in-law's. She said, "You have to go back home. Your father's dead. Your brother shot him." Now, we weren't gun people. There was no substance abuse. My father was a quiet, gentle man. Nothing to blame this on, except the psychological trauma of war. It's just as relevant today. John spent the rest of his life institutionalized, mostly at AMHI. My mother learned how to drive so she could visit him weekly. She always stood by him. The family, of course, was never the same. John died of Parkinson's a few years ago. His name isn't on the wall, but it might as well be. Today's courageous conversation came from Lou Esposito, who grew up on Munjoy Hill in Portland, the youngest brother of Dr. John Esposito, and who now lives in Washington County, Maine.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainepublic.org. Just click on television. The Vietnam War by filmmaker Ken Burns starts Sunday evening, September 17th, on Maine Public Television.